Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Yom HaKippurim in Siman Tov Resh Dalet Sif Aleph writes that even someone who's not nizer on Pas Akum, but during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, one should be nizer, one should be careful about Pas Akum. We discussed in Junzman some of these halachas. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the Mishnah in Masechet Avodah Zarah says that Chazal will go there on certain Macholei Akum, not because they're non-kosher, necessarily. Not every gzeira that involves Macholei Akum is because of a chashash of a dover tameh that he'll actually put in something non-kosher. But even if the ingredients are perfectly kosher, let's say there's a mashgiach who makes sure that everything is kosher, there's still a problem. There's a gzeira mishim chasnas that Chazal are afraid that the Jews and the non-Jews are going to intermingle and maybe it'll lead to intermarriage. So Chazal but goes there on certain Macholei Akum. And Pas is one of those inyan. But the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that it was too difficult for people to be Mekabel. Pas Akum was too difficult. It wasn't Nispashe Pechol Mekomos because it was a staple. Pas was a staple and they couldn't give it up. So it seems like there's a kula in Pas Akum. Kula in Pas, certain kulas. We talked about the extent of the kula. Is there a kula even for Pas Balabatin? Even have read of a private person, a private non-Jew, or maybe it's permissible to buy bread from a baker, a non-Jewish baker, Pas Palter, is a question exactly what the extent of the kula was. But there's certainly a kula, kolosh on a kula, that many people are makel to eat Pas Akum. So comes the Shulchan Aruch and says, but at least during Aseres Mitzvah, a person should be nizer in Pas Akum. And the Mishnah Berurah says that even Pas Palter, even the bread of a baker, which should be nizer, to only buy from a Jewish baker, not from a non-Jewish baker. What's the makkah for this? So the Rosh quotes the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says Reb Chiya told Rav that during Aseres Mei Tshuva he should eat his chulin betara. Even someone who's normally not so machmir to eat his chulin betara, only his truma and his kachim, but he says Aseres Mei Tshuva he should eat your chulin betara. So the Rav Yoh said, based on this Yerushalmi, we can explain the minig of Bnei Ashkenaz not to eat Pas Akum during Aseres Mei Tshuva. It's the same idea. Just like Reb Chiya told Rav not to eat his chulin betara, so too, the Chumah developed that even those who are not nizer and Pas Akum, kol hashan akula, but at least Aseres Mei Tshuva, they're careful about Pas Akum. And the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Chaya Adam say that it's appropriate to accept upon oneself during these times, even other chumras. Right, not just chulin betara and pasakam, but other chumers as well. Aseres Mei Tshuva is a time to accept other chumers upon oneself that they're knowing during these particular days. So the question is, what kind of a joke is this? No one's going to be knowing pasakam after Yom Kippur. We're only being knowing during Aseres Mei Tshuva. Right? Reb Chiya was not telling Rav that he should now accept upon himself to only eat chulin betara. He was saying during Aseres Mei Tshuva he should eat chulin betara. So what kind of a charade is this? That we're going to be nizer and certain chumras during Aseres Mei Tshuva, then we're going to go back to our regular selves after Yom Kippur? Isn't that a joke? HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't see through that? We do this every year, so like, what's special? Like, what are we doing over here? We'd imagine that such behavior is even worse than not doing anything at all, right? Than not accepting the chumra upon ourselves. We're just making a joke out of the whole thing. It seems very strange. Reb Schneur Kotler, it's quoted as saying that maybe the pshat in the chumra is as follows. We know Aseres Mei Tshuva is a time HaKadosh Baruch Hu was closer to us. Dir Shoshem Behimotza, it's Aseres Mei Tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more nimtza, kra'u, bi'oso kara, we call out to him, bi'oso kara, when he's closer to us. Somehow we feel him. We feel him more during this period of time. The Rama writes in his first comment in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Aleph Sif Aleph, that the way a person is noheg when he's in front of a melech is different than when he's noheg when he's not in front of a melech. The Rama actually is saying that a person should feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with him always. Right? Even Bahasneya, even when he's in his private home, he's in his private bedroom, he should feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there with him. Because, says the Rama, a person acts differently if he's in front of the melech. We do certain things when we're not in front of the melech, but when you're in front of the melech, if you're in front of the deen, if you're in front of the president, you act a certain way. Right, so that's exactly the point, that you should feel the melech is always there. So you should always be acting in a more elevated, a more refined way. That's the point of the Rama. But perhaps that applies here as well. Rav Shneur wanted to say that maybe Aseres Meitshuv is a time that the Melech is here. The Melech is closer to us. So the Melech is closer to us, we have to act in a more refined way. We have to act with more chumas, with more dikduk b'mitzvahs. It's not a charade at all. It's a recognition of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is closer to us. So we demonstrate that, we appreciate that by acting with certain types of chumas, even if after Yom Kippur we're not going to act with those chumas, but at least we demonstrate that we understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu is closer to us. And we hope, and we appreciate His closeness, that He'll answer our tefillas, because that recognition demonstrates that we appreciate the gravity of this period of time. This is one possible answer to try to explain these particular chumas. But perhaps there's another answer as well. Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Tezayin develops the Yisod, the famous Yisod, that Ha'odam Nifal Kefi Pulosa, that a person is affected by his actions. The particular mitzvah that the Sefer HaChinuch is talking about is Shviras Etzem B'Korban Pesach. But we know that it's also to break a bone of the Korban Pesach, even to eat from the moch. You want to have a little bit from the marrow. The marrow is certainly edible, but you're not allowed to break the bone. You can't break the bone in order to get to the marrow. Why not? It's a lav d'oraisa. But what's the idea of the lav? The Sefer HaChinuch develops that Kol Yisrael B'nei Melochim, that we're princes. We have to realize that we're special. Right? If we're part of an Am Segula, so we have to realize that we're special. And therefore, when Kal Yisrael was first becoming a nation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them this mitzvah not to break the bone of the Korban Pesach, to act in a more elevated way. Because by acting in such a way, so that makes us feel that we're chashuv. And if we feel that we're chashuv, then that will lead to our acting that way in other contexts as well. So that's the idea. Shviras Esem, the Pesach, is designed to make us feel that we're B'nai Melachim, that we're Choshuva people, that we come from a Choshuva stock, so to speak. And that will cause us to act differently in general. Sefer HaChinuch says that this is what Rabbi Hananya ben Akashia means in his famous statement in the Mishnah at the end of Masech Demakas, that Rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Zakas is Yisrael, the figure Chibal Lehem Torah Umitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be Mezaka B'nai Yisrael. How is he Mezaka us? What does it mean he wanted to be Mezaka us? He wanted to elevate us. So he was Marba Torah Umitzvah. He gave us so many mitzvahs, so that by doing a lot of mitzvahs, since when Nifal Kafi Pulosa, a person is affected by his actions, so it's going to elevate us. It's going to make us into different people. You find a similar idea in the mitzvah of Tshuva. The Rambam, beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, so he talks about what actually is involved in the mitzvah of Tshuva. He talks about the Lashon of the Rambam is very difficult. He doesn't actually mention that Tshuva itself is a mitzvah. The Rambam formulates it, Kishiyase Tshuva v'yoshem echeto chayev lehisvados lefnei hakel baruch hu. The person who decides that he wants to do Tshuva has to say vidui. So the Rav had a whole discussion about this, that the Rambam, he wasn't the first person to discuss this, but the Rambam doesn't really mention that there's a mitzvah. Right, mitzvah same in the Torah, sheyoshev mechetah. Doesn't say that there's actually a mitzvah of tshuva. They talk about why the Rambam doesn't formulate that way. But what's the ikar of tshuva according to the Rambam? Vidui, confession. And the vidui has to be, how do we say vidui? Chayev leizvados lemerakel baruch. How's that done? So in Perek Beis, when he repeats a little bit with some shinuyim, he discusses the different parts of tshuva. So then in Halacha Beis, of Perek Beis, of Hilchos Tshuva, Rambam discusses that you have to change, it has to be aziva sachet, and you have to have charata, you have to regret what you've done. And then the Rambam concludes, v'tzorech lehisvados b'hisvaso v'lomar inyanos eilu shagam ha'beliba. But he has to be misvada b'hisvaso. He has to confess with his mouth, right, with his lips, these inyanim. The Kabbalah Lahaba and the Charata and the Yaziva Sacher, he has to express this Bisvasov. He has to be Misvad and express a Bisvasov. Vidui is the Ikar of Tshuva, right? Or it's certainly an Ikar of Tshuva. And what's the Vidui? The Vidui has to be the Fet. Why do you have to do it the Fet? A person has in Yano Shagama Beliba, he has thoughts in his heart, thoughts of Yaziva Sacher and thoughts of Charata and Kabbalah Lahaba. Why do you need a Vidui? What's the idea of the vidui? I think it's the same idea, that what vidui does, what the dibur does, is it concretizes a person's feelings. as much as a person feels belay that he wants to do tshuva, without concretizing that kind of emotion, without actually speaking about it, it's not going to come to the same level. It's when we talk about it, when we express it, when we say it slowly. Right? Sometimes we do, you know, racing through it. But we think about it. We think about what we're saying. So it has an effect. The dibur has an effect on a person. And that's the idea, that it's not enough just to be gomer belibo that he wants to do tshuva, but he has to do it in such a way that it's going to have an effect. And if dibur can concretize a person's machshava, then kol shekein maisa. Maisa certainly concretizes a person's feelings, and it can cause a person to change. The dibur can cause the tshuva to become real. The dibur can cause a person to really internalize what he's thinking. He thinks it, but it's a fleeting machshava. The dibur can concretize it and make it more real, right? And certainly a maisa, action that a person does, connects the individual to the action, to the mitzvah, and to the meaning behind that mitzvah, and it can really transform an individual. It could be that that's the idea of all the chumras. The chumras of Aseres Metshuva is to create a certain spirit, a certain ambiance of change. A person is trying to do tshuva during this particular period of time, so we accept upon ourselves certain dikdukim and certain chumras because we feel different. We feel if we're going to be machmir for certain things, so then it makes us feel different. And once we feel different, then hopefully that will bring along with it real tshuva. Right? If we become different people, it's not enough just to think about it, but if we start to act differently, so that will get us into a new mode, into a mode of tshuva, and that will cause us to make other changes that will hopefully be lasting, that will be meaningful, changes that we can relate to, not just things that we're accepting upon ourselves for this particular period of time. But once we accept these chumras upon ourselves, and hopefully we'll have a ruach of tshuva that will descend upon us, we'll feel like we're different people during this particular period of time, and it'll get us thinking, what else can I do? What else can I do that will be meaningful? Things that I can correct, things that are shayach to me, that I can keep for the whole year, not just for 10 days. That's the goal. The goal is not to play games here. The goal is not the charade. The goal is to accept upon ourselves chumras, to create an ambiance of change, because ha'adam nifal kafi pulosa. The person is affected by his actions, by what he does and what he doesn't do. And hopefully if we accept these chumras upon ourselves, then we'll feel a spirit of tshuva in the air. We'll feel a spirit of change, and that will help us to make other meaningful changes.